Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, December 10th, 2024. Welcome to day 1421. Trump's first-term Justice Department secretly obtained phone and text message records from members of Congress, 43 staffers, including Kash Patel, his pick to lead the FBI, and 8 journalists. This according to a new report by the department's internal watchdog. The report, by Inspector General Michael Horowitz, found that the DOJ did not act with political motives, but instead failed to comply with its own procedures when it investigated who in the government had leaked classified information to journalists, information that detailed contacts between Trump and Russia. Prosecutors secretly used subpoenas and other legal processes to obtain communication records, including phone and email metadata, but not the content itself, from third-party providers. They attached gag orders that barred the companies from informing their customers. As a result, dozens of congressional staffers became part of the subject pool in a federal criminal investigation for nothing more than performing constitutionally authorized oversight of the executive branch. Horowitz urged the DOJ to strengthen policies to prevent future abuses against lawmakers, staff, and journalists, warning that such tactics risk chilling Congress's ability to conduct oversight of the executive branch and could expose whistleblower activity or other sensitive information. Moving on, Trump's border czar promised that mass deportation efforts would start right here in Chicago immediately after Trump's inauguration. Tom Homan, former acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, said Chicago's in trouble because your mayor sucks and your governor sucks. Do not impede us. He also threatened to arrest a hell of a lot more people than our priorities, telling Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson and other Democratic officials to get the hell out of the way. When Homan said there was no plan to separate families, he acknowledged that it may happen and said if you put yourself in that position, it's on you. Meanwhile, a group of 77 Nobel laureates urged Senate lawmakers to reject Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s nomination to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. The group wrote an open letter arguing that putting Kennedy, one of the nation's leading vaccine skeptics, in charge of HHS, which oversees agencies handling food and drug safety, as well as disease epidemics and health insurance, would put the public's health in jeopardy and undermine America's global leadership in the health sciences. The group also called Kennedy a belligerent critic of respected agencies, including the FDA, the National Institutes of Health, and the CDC, and said the department's leader should continue to nurture and improve, not threaten, these important and highly respected institutions and their employees. Trump recently said that he'd have Kennedy investigate the repeatedly debunked conspiracy theory that vaccines cause autism, and that he supports Kennedy's plan to remove fluoride from public drinking water. And finally, New York Attorney General Letitia James denied Trump's request to dismiss the $486 million civil fraud judgment against him. Trump argued the case should be dropped for the health of our republic, claiming it would hinder his ability to perform presidential duties. Deputy Solicitor General Judith Vail rejected the argument, stating in a letter to Trump's attorney that his upcoming inauguration has no bearing on the trial's outcome. Separately, Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg opposed dismissing Trump's May conviction on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. Bragg argued that the request for presidential immunity exceeded what was necessary to protect the office. However, he proposed sentencing alternatives such as delaying sentencing until Trump leaves office, ensuring no jail time, or closing proceedings without vacating the jury verdict or indictment. Trump's sentencing has already been delayed 3 times. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.